好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
主的话语是我们生命的灵粮。
God's words is the bread of our life.
我们在开始讲道以前有一个祷告的时间，把时间交给神。
Before the preaching, let us pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
是你今天要赐下我们有你自己的话语。
So you will just give us your words from today's preaching.
我们今天讲到的题目是新知旧知的恩典。
And today's sermon title is The Grace of New and Old Branches.
就是如同耶稣基督就是那个橄榄树。
And just like Jesus Christ is the olive tree.
原本长在树上的枝子是他的选民以色列人。
And the branches originally just grow from the tree that is his elect.
然而当时间满足的时候呢？
And when the time fulfilled,
基督耶稣就道成肉身来到世上。
Jesus Christ had come to this world in flesh.
也借着耶稣基督就形成了一群人，就是教会。
And through Jesus Christ, it formed a group of people that is church.
这些连于元首基督的上帝的新约信徒就被称为是新之子。
And the New Testament believers and just connected Jesus Christ and.And that is the so-called the new branches.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
无论是旧枝子还是新枝子，都一同在基督耶稣里有恩惠平安。
No matter new or old branches, and we just all receive the peace in Jesus Christ.
也有恩典与怜悯。
Also with the grace and also mercy.
这是你的大能与智慧啊。
And that's God's power and also the wisdom.
求主垂听我们的祷告。
May God listen to our prayer.
赐给我们能够听懂你话语的耳朵。
Give us the ear we can understand your words.
也让我们灵命上能够学习安静。
Also, we can just learn to be quiet in this spiritual life.
因为当我们安静的时候，就晓得你是耶和华，你是我们的神。
When we are just in just quietness, we know you are the Lord.
谢谢主，听祷告。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
阿门。
阿门。
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
神的恩典够我们用。
God's grace is sufficient for us.
是他拯救了我们。
It is God who saved us.
今天讲到的题目是新枝旧枝的恩典。
The sermon title today is the grace of new and old branches.
那这个经文是怎么来的呢？
So where does the scripture come from?
这个新枝旧枝又是什么个意思呢？
So what does that mean for the new and old branches?
其实保罗是引用了民数记十五章十七到二十一节的举祭作为整个神学思想的贯通。
Paul used an example of a contribution in Numbers chapter 15 verse 17 to 21.
他为了要说明什么问题呢？
So he's trying to just illustrate that.
他要说明相信耶稣基督的犹太人。
He's trying to illustrate that the Jews who believe in Jesus Christ.
因着耶稣基督成了新造的人。
Because of Jesus Christ, they became a new creation.
甚至如同初熟的果子。
Just like the first fruit.
这是民数记的特点在这里啊。
So that's a characteristic in this book of Numbers.
更何况人非有信不能得神的喜悦呢？
Moreover, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
这是上帝借着保罗神学赐给我们的新约的启示。
That's a revelation in the New Testament through Paul's theology.
我们看到两希文化被上帝糅合在一起来向我们启示。
And you will see the two cultures from Hebrew and Greek, and God used that to reveal to us.
好，我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
野枝子的谦卑。
Wild branches humility.
野枝子是谁呀？
Who are the wild branches?
有没有想过这个问题呢？
Have you thought about this?
可能我们觉得自己是野枝子，会是觉得不舒服，会不会啊？
So do we just feel uncomfortable that we were just called the wild branches?
你放心，只要从人的角度去看问题，你永远不会舒服的。
So if you just look at from the human's perspective, you do not feel comfortable.
你总是看到自己的软弱、需要或者说是想要，你所出来的都是忧虑。
Then all you see is your weakness and just from your own perspective, and that is worry.
但是你一旦把长宽高、时间和神的纬度放进去观察呢？
However, if you just look at this just from God's perspective,
你看见的就是基督的眼光。
What you see is God's view.
因为这个树根呢，就是基督了。
Because the root of the tree, that is Christ.
接上去的呢，是有原来的旧枝子，也有新的野枝子。
And the branches that grafted in are both old and, at the wild branches.
要显而易见，旧枝子就是指神的选民以色列人了。
Obviously, the old branches refer to God's chosen people, the Israelites.
新枝子也就是被保罗称为是野枝子的，也就是指的是新约的信徒。
New branches, which Paul calls wild branches, refers to New Testament believers.
那如何去看待一个野枝子的谦卑的问题呢？
How do we look at the humility of the wild branches?
首先是树根的圣洁。
First, the holiness of the root.
啊，这个问题不容易理解。
This is not easy to understand.
啊，我们想想，在德州生活的人可能会有一些概念吧。
Maybe the people live in the Texas. Maybe we have some concept about this.
德州的华人都比较喜欢日本的枫叶树啊。
So many the Chinese people live in the Texas. They like to buy the maple trees.
所以我们去到不同的地方去选购吧。
And we go to different places to find.
我来到美国这二十多年，可能也买了二十棵枫叶树，差不多都死得七七八八了。
In the past 20 years, and I just bought some of the maple tree, maybe 20 some of them, but they all died.
在德州相当不容易种了。
It is very difficult to plant the maple trees.
在偏冷一点的地方，在可疑他们华盛顿州那边会好一点。
Maybe in the state of Washington, from the sister Dorcas, maybe over there, it's the maple tree is easier to grow.
我买这个枫叶树的时候，常常会遇见什么事情呢？
So when we bought the maple trees, oftentimes we face something.
就是会遇见这个树的嫁接的问题。
You will just often see the grafted trees.
就是将一棵比较贵重的枝子
，so which are just put just the more expensive branches
嫁接到比较便宜的树上
，grafted onto the cheaper trees。
两种树都是枫叶树啊
，so both are maple trees。
价钱差了一截
，but the price is quite different。
树是买回家了
，so we bought a tree home。
长着长着，原来的树呢就越来越强壮。
So after it grows for a while, the original tree becomes stronger.
嫁接上的枝子呢，却越来越弱，最后就死去了。
But the grafted branches become weaker and weaker, and eventually die.
那这个例子大家不妨记在脑子里边。
So we can just memorize this example.
就是一个很简单树的嫁接问题，对吧
？So it's very simple. It's the issue of the grafted branches.
那跟我们今天讲到呢，有一些关联。
It has some relation with our today's preaching.
我们在基督里仿佛也是同样的道理。
The same is true for us in Christ.
如果我们所活出来的生命没有基督的圣洁
，If the life we live out does not have the holiness of Christ,
我们所活的呢也没有基督的样式
，What we live and has no Christ style,
就是说与这个树根呢没有本质上的连接
，Meaning it is not the same as the root of a tree.
那么当然假的就是假的。
Then what is false is false.
你是没有办法活出真的生命，对吧
？Then in this case, we're not able to live out a true life.
我们所行的生命，或是印证我们真是神的儿女，
the life
或是出卖了我们所声称的信心，无非如此，对吧
？The life we live out either proves that we are truly God's children or betrays the faith we claim.
上帝是那棵树。
So God is the tree.
无论是过去原有的枝子，还是新接上去的所谓的野枝子。
No matter it's the original branches or and the new branches that's grafted to it.
两者之间呢，没有什么可夸之处的。
So both branches has no room to boast.
要无论你活得怎么样，总要去看树根呐。
No matter how you live, you have to look at the root.
也就如同这一切，有一天总要在神的面前交账的。
So all of this will one day be accounted for before God.
要其次是树根的肥美啊。
Secondly, the nourishing root of the tree.
事实上，神不偏待人的。
In fact, God is not partial to anyone.
无论是选民以色列人
，whether it is the Israelites，
或者是新约的信徒
，or the New Testament believers，
圣经说都一同得着橄榄根的肥美啊。
The Bible says they all share andNourishing root of the olive tree.
上帝用肥美的枝叶去喂养滋润呀他的枝子。
God used just the nourishing root just to feed and those branches.
我们大概来看看上帝的手好不好
？So let's look at the God's hand.
把时空给摊平的去看。
Let's just like through the timeline.
上帝基本上用2000年去呼召亚伯拉罕。
Basically, God spent 2000 years to call Abraham.
这四千年前呼召亚伯拉罕。
So that is from now, that's 4,000 years ago.
然后带领以色列人出埃及。
So he just led the Israelites out of Egypt.
让以色列人走旷野路。
And just walked through the wilderness.
最后入迦南。
Then entered Canaan.
建立王国。
To establish a kingdom.
他甚至与大卫王立约。
And even just make a covenant with David.
从所罗门王之后悖逆啊。
So.Seems that King Solomon and then they just rebel.
神就让他的子民被外邦人掳掠。
So God just let those Gentiles to capture them.
直到他的选民悔改就归回。
Until they just return just from captivity.
看看尼希米、以斯拉他们回来以后就重建圣殿，对吧
？You can see that a prophet that the Nehemiah and also Ezra they just rebuild the temple.
Yeah.这是对选民的两千年，基本上。
So basically, and that is a 2,000 years for God's elect.
Yeah, 直到今天为止。
To this day.
上帝同样用了两千年。
God has also spent 2,000 years.
他做了一件什么事情呢
？What did God do?
他差派他的儿子耶稣基督道成肉身，舍命十字架。
God sent His Son Jesus Christ to become flesh, die on the cross.
啊，复活升天。
Resurrect and ascend.
Yeah, 赐下圣灵。
Give the Holy Spirit,
而且带领《使徒行传》
and lead the Book of Acts.
Yeah, 从整个亚洲走到欧洲传福音去。
So they share the gospel just from Asia to Europe.
他建立带领教会直到如今。
Establish and lead the church until today.
同样也花了两千年的时间，对吧
？It's the same. God has spent 2,000 years.
也同样是用同样的橄榄根的肥汁去滋润。喂养接在树根上的新旧枝子，同不同意
？Using the same nourishing root of the olive tree to feed the new and the old branches grafted into the tree roots.
所以我们今天是处在一个所谓后基督时代，看，犹太人的两千年和新约教会的两千年，我们今天放在一起来观察。
Therefore, we are at the post-Christ stage. We can observe.The two thousand years.
弟兄姐妹，学习站在基督的视角去看问题、看历史，好不好
？So, brother, sister, let's just stand at God's perspective and look at this.
最后是树根的依托。
Finally, reliance on the roots.
什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
保罗是外邦人的使徒，对不对
？Paul was an apostle to the Gentiles.
因此，他更加有立足点，对外邦的信徒去说：你们不可以向旧枝子夸口啊。
So Paul had a better foothold to speak to the Gentile believers. Do not be arrogant toward branches.
我想这也应该是初代教会的一个比较普遍的现象。
This should also be the common phenomenon in the early church.
就是新旧枝子之间并不是那么融洽。
That is, the old and new branches are not so harmonious.
甚至关系还有一些紧张，会不会啊
？And have some tension.
即使是彼得也不敢公开与外邦信徒坐下来一起吃饭。
Even Peter did not dare to sit down and eat with Gentile believers in public.
Yeah, 保罗甚至因此就谴责过彼得，说他不坦诚，没有勇气，不敢面对真理，活出信仰。
Paul even rebuked Peter for this, saying that he was not honest, that had no courage, did not dare to face the truth.
Yeah, 这个今天也是不容易了。
Even today, it's not easy.
Yeah, 教会也有教会政治，对吧
？So in church also has a church politics.
Yeah.有谁能够唯独因为基督耶稣的缘故去为人处事、接人待物呢
？So who can just live out their life just because of Jesus Christ？
啊，遇见一些比较特殊的情况，自己还能够安静祷告吗
？When we face some special circumstance, can we just be quiet and just pray to God？
这些所谓的旧枝子呢，因着他们的选民身份，向新枝子，就是新约的信徒去。夸口啊！你看，我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙呢。
The old branches boasted to the new branches because of their status as the elect. They are just descendant of Abraham.
当然，新枝子也没好到哪里去啊。
Of course, the new branches may not just be good either.
同样也是因为他们觉得可以直接相信主耶稣基督，而向旧枝子夸口。你看，我直接向了相信的上帝，你们还得兜很多的弯子。
Similarity, the new branches may just boast to the old branches because they could directly believe in the Lord Jesus.
就拿我们今天的国际教会来看
Just like at our International Online United Church.
我们有些弟兄姐妹是在国内的，有些是在海外的。
Some brothers and sisters are in China and some are overseas.
Yeah, 双方之间可能都有些夸口的一些资本理由，对不对？
Maybe on both sides, we have some like a so-called the reason we can just boast about.
可能在国内的弟兄姐妹会觉得自己是不是一个正宗的中国人呢、啊？也很骄傲，会不会
？And maybe some brothers and sisters in China think they are the real Chinese.
那海外的也会觉得哇，我们是跟国外的教会相连的，跟国内不一样，也是有些骄傲的资本在那里。
And brothers and sisters overseas, they may think, oh, they are the overseas church. Maybe they are just different.
骄傲一旦出来的时候呢？
Once there's the pride,
谦卑就会不见了。
Then the humility disappears.
所以当年上帝对野之子教导，对我们今天仍然适用。
Therefore, God's teaching about the wild branches also, it's also same to us.
相对于犹太人来讲，我们都是野之子。
So for, the Jews, actually, we're all the wild branches.
我们不过是领了恩典。而毫无可夸之处。
There's nothing we can boast. We only just receive God's grace.
求神帮助我们吧。
May God help us.
免得我们入了骄傲的陷阱。
So that we do not fall into the trap of the pride.
好，我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
旧枝子的警醒。
The old branches alert.
对外邦的信徒说了劝勉的话。
After exhorting the Gentile believers,
保罗开始对犹太人说话。
Paul began to speak to the Jews.
作为外邦人的使徒呢？
As an apostle to the Gentiles.
我们发现保罗也是比较小心谨慎说合宜的话。
And we can see that Paul just also speak the appropriate words.
首先，圣洁当看主耶稣啊。
First, holiness should be reviewed from the Lord Jesus.
犹太人看外邦人呢？
The Jews look at the Gentiles.
那心里边的感受就一个字儿，你知道哪个字吗？
The feeling in their hearts can be summed up in just one word. What is it?
就是觉得你们这些外邦人很脏啊。
That's the one word, dirty.
在犹太人看来呢？
In the eyes of the Jews.
外邦人吃的也不洁净。
Gentiles does not eat clean food.
穿的也不洁净。
Wear clean clothes.
连心思意念都是污秽肮脏的。
Even their thoughts are filthy and dirty.
啊，这从何可以见得犹太人这种洁净感呢？
How can we just see the Jews have this kind of feeling of the holiness?
在犹太人的生活里边有一样东西叫做净身池。
In the Jewish life, they have that so-called as a purification pool.
呀，希伯来语叫做mikveh.
In the Hebrew, it's called mikveh.
呀，深入犹太人的日常生活。
It is the deeply rooted in the daily life of the Jews.
你记得耶稣在迦南婚宴上不是有六口大缸吗？
Remember, in the Canaan feast, and there were like a six big of the things.
特别这种六口大缸，就是其中一个作用，就是给这一家人行洁净礼的。
So one of this, and just for the Jews to do the purification.
在犹太人的传统当中，这池中的水呢，也被称为是生命之水。
In the Jews' tradition, the water in the pool is also called water of life.
呀，希伯来语这个生命之水怎么说呢
？So how do they call in Hebrew?
呀，听着啊。
Please pay attention.
Ma'im cha'im.
Ma'im cha'im.
呀，这是非常多的这个 im 是犹太人常常说的。
So this the phonics and the in the Jewish use it.
今天这一餐饭吃得很好，非常好味道，非常 delicious， 你会怎么说呢，犹太人
？So after the Jews ate a delicious meal, what would they say?
他会说 setayim.
And say they just say setayim.
生命之水是 chayim, mayim chayim.
So
学两个字啊。
So the water of life we call just mayim chayim.
然后吃饭好味道 delicious 呢，就是 setayim.
So when it just tastes delicious, they just call it in.
我喜欢这个希伯来语，这个最后这个 im 有味道，讲起话来演讲是 setayim 哇，有味道。
I just like the tone and the keyboard just was the in.
好，回到讲章中来啊。
Let's come back to the sermon.
生命之水是 ma'im chayim.
So the water alive in Hebrew is ma'im chayim.
象征着洁净与更新呢。
Symbolizing cleanliness and renewal.
呀。犹太家庭的洁净条例也是非常严谨，也是非常繁复的。其实
t The Jewish family cleanliness that regulation are also very strict and complicated.
Yeah, 已经深入到夫妻关系，比如说。
It just rooted into the husband-wife relation.
Yeah, 妻子来例假的时候呢，也是很多天，大概半个月的时间，呀，是夫妻不可以同房的。
So when a wife has a period and they just could not have a release the sexual relation for like a half month.
因为血的流出表示的是生命的流失、啊、
Because and the flow of the blood meaning the loss of the life.
在犹太的律法当中属于是生命的流失属于是不洁净的。
So in the Jewish law, the loss of the blood actually that means that it's unclean.
有人从外面回来至少你要洗个脚啊。
So if you just come back from outside, you have to wash your feet.
有远方的客人来到家中的仆人要帮他去洗脚的。
If there's a guest just come from outside, the servant has to wash their feet.
所以牵了很多的家庭伦理啊。
So it includes a lot of the family ethics.
它其实更多的是表达与上帝的关系。
More importantly, express the relationship with God.
呀，保罗说，树根若是圣洁，树枝也就圣洁了。
Paul said, if the root is holy, so are the branches.
所以我们是否圣洁呢？
Therefore, whether we're holy or not,
不要看你生命当中的缺失，要看你的树根是谁。
Do not look at the whether you have a shortage in your life. You have to look at just what is the root.
你真信主耶稣吗
？Do you really believe in Jesus Christ?
你若是全然相信他
，If you just completely just believe in the Lord Jesus,
你在上帝的面前就是一个洁净的人。
Then in front of God, you are clean.
如果你对上帝仍然还有所保留。
If you still reserve some for yourself in front of God,
呀，这个也不肯，那个也不愿。
If you just have some unwillingness,
就是不愿意谦卑，不愿意认罪悔改。
If you're unwilling to be humble and to repent,
死活都不肯安静下来。
If you just could not just be quiet down,
这就是你生命当中有些污秽肮脏之处了。
That meaning you have some filthy and the filthiness in your life.
好，其次是信心当存敬畏心。
Secondly, faith should be fearful.
亚伯拉罕是因着信，对吧
？Because of Abraham's faith.
呀，神就称他为义人。
God called him righteous.
以色列也尝试将这个信进行到底，直到世界的末了。以色列也真那么想的。
The Israelites also tried to carry out this faith to the end, until the end of the world.
但是他没有经过神的考验呢。
However, they just did not go through God's test.
当神的时候满足的时候，神子基督就道成肉身。
So, however, when God's time was fulfilled, the Son of God, Christ, became flesh.
来到世上以后呢，就成了人子耶稣，在世上传道。
So once he came to the world, Jesus became the Son of Man. Jesus preached the gospel of confession and repentance.
耶稣传的是什么道呢
？What kind of the word he preached?
其实简单的讲，他就是传认罪悔改、因信称义得永生的福音啊。
So God justJesus Christ preached the gospel of confession and repentance.
Yeah, 同时呢，神所定的福音律是信心的定律啊。
Also, and at the same time, the gospel law set by God is the law of faith.
所谓信心的定律，就是人非有信，不得神的喜悦喽。
And that is without faith, it is impossible to please God.
那犹太人本应是神的选民，而继承承载了亚伯拉罕的信心才对啊。
The Jews should have been God's chosen people and continue to carry Abraham's faith.
他应该是完成神呼召亚伯拉罕向万民做见证的心意，那才对啊。
He's supposed to fulfill God's intention to call Abraham to bear witness to all nations.
但是可惜的是什么呢
？And also, but it's a pity.
犹太人在这关键的时刻的心，心无敬畏了。
In this critical moment, the Jews had no fear at this time.
却因着骄傲，选择在信心中跌倒。
Because of pride, they chose to fall in faith.
怎么知道他在信心中跌倒呢
？How do we know that they just stumble in faith?
很简单，他拒绝福音啊。
They rejected the gospel.
他背逆基督啊。
Rebelled against Christ.
甚至最后将耶稣杀害。
And even killed Jesus.
这是犹太人的啊悲剧啊。
And that's a tragedy of the Jews.
最后恩慈皆因神同在。
Finally, kindness is due to God's presence.
犹太人的愚昧使得他们与恩慈无感呢。
The Jews' ignorance made them insensitive to kindness.
他更加不晓得神同在的智慧。
And even more ignorant of the wisdom of God's presence.
保罗说，可见神的恩慈和严厉 向那跌倒的人是严厉的，向你是恩慈的，只要你长久在他的恩慈里，不然你也要被砍下来。
Know then the kindness and the severity of God, a severity toward those who have fallen, but God's kindness to you, provided you continue in his kindness, otherwise you too will be cut off.
这段经文算是一段恩的经典的经文了。
So this is a very just the typical just verse.
Yeah, 神的恩慈不难理解，对吧？
It is not difficult to understand God's kindness.
什么叫做长久在他的恩慈里呢？
What does it mean to continue in his kindness?
Yeah, 就是认识神的同在。
It means knowing God's presence.
那什么是神的同在呢？
What is God's presence?
神的同在就是以马内利。
God's presence is God's Emmanuel.
什么是以马内利呢？
What is Emmanuel?
就是神的平安在人间。
That is God's peace among men.
说来说去什么意思呢？
So what does that really mean?
就是神很愿意在我们中间。
To put it bluntly, it means God is willing to be among us.
他喜悦我们在他面前吃喝。
And he is pleased for us to eat and drink and just in front of him.
也愿意看见我们喜乐。
Also rejoice in his presence.
更愿意我们得到平安。
Also he wants us to receive the peace.
那我们呢？
What about us?
我们是否愿意在神里边呢？
Are we also willing to be in God all the time?
是否愿意常常在主里边呢？
Like all the time in God.
耶稣说，常在我里边的就多结果子。
And Jesus Christ said that when we are in him, and we will bear fruit.
那无非结出生命的果子和福音的果子嘛。
And that is the fruit of life, and also the fruit of gospel.
什么是我们的生命的果子呢？
So what is the fruit of life?
你是常常读经祷告吗？
Do you just read the Bible and pray oftentimes?
常常参与教会的服事活动吗？
Do you just participate just church activities?
你常常关心属灵的事情吗？
Do you oftentimes care about spiritual things?
你是不是很愿意与主同在呢？
And very willing just to be just with God.
是否愿意上帝的光光照你里边的黑暗呢？
And willing to allow God to shine in our darkness.
看你的态度是不是谦卑就知道了。
And to see whether your attitude is humble, we can tell.
否则你就忽略失去了上帝同在的恩典了。
And otherwise, you just lose the grace from God.
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
新旧枝子蒙恩。
New and old branches receive grace.
当主耶稣被钉十字架的时候呢？
When the Lord Jesus was crucified.
圣经说殿里的幔子裂开了。
The Bible says the curtain of the temple was torn.
保罗说是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
And Paul said by the new and the living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is through his flesh.
在希伯来书十章二十节这条这一节经文非常重要。
This verse is in the book Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 20, very important.
首先呢，是因信得以站立啊。
First, standing fast through faith.
你知道站立的含义吗？
Do you know what does that mean, standing fast?
可能我们未必了解。
We may not truly understand.
但是我们必须知道，人站立而不骄傲是一件难度极其大的事情。
We should know that it is extremely difficult for people to stand fast without being proud.
你不信，你试试站立一下。
If you don't believe it, just try, just stand firm.
你让一个小孩子站立一下。
If you let just the child to stand.
大多数的孩子可能是站无站相，坐无坐相，对吧？
Most kids, they just may be standing there, but without any just the posture.
一个人能够在神在人面前站立住的时候，是一个极大的荣耀啊。
It's a just great glory. People can stand fast.
你会不会昂首挺胸？
Would you just stand firm and with the chest up?
能不能够坦然与人四目相对？
Can you just look at people just get from your eyes?
能不能说话的时候不要眨那么多眼睛？
When you talk, can you just not blinking your eyes?
有心理学家说，有些新闻发言人说话的时候，眼睛不断的眨，说谎呢。
So from the psychologist, when they're just they just have a saying that if you just when you talk, you clip blinking your eyes means you're telling a lie.
一个坦诚的人，
a person
眼睛可以直视对方的。
His eyes can look at people directly.
心里边有信心、有平安的人、有勇气的人，他能够站立得住，能够去面对世上的官长，
so、
任何人。
People who have the faith and they can just look directly into people's eyes and facing they're just a higher authority.
但是同时呢，一个人站立而不骄傲呢，又很不容易。
However, it is really not easy. You can stand fast and without any pride.
因为你站立的时候呢，总难免会有一种跃跃欲试的感觉，发现没有？
Because when standing fast, it is inevitably that there will be a feeling of eagerness.
仿佛总想自证一些内心的冲动啊。
It is as if we always want to prove some inner impulses.
心想我其实还是不错的。
Thinking, in fact, I'm still good.
我其实蛮好的。
I'm truly good.
我还是真的不错的。
I'm really good.
当然即使有错那也是别人的错了。
Even if there's a mistake, it should be someone else's fault.
对不对？有没有这个想法？
Have you ever had this kind of thought?
因为人站立着就容易轻视那些还没有站立起来的人。
Because when we're standing fast, it's easy to despise those who cannot stand fast.
所以我们必须了解什么呢？
So what we need to understand is,
事实上我们之所以得以站立乃是因为信心。
In fact, the reason why we can stand fast is because of faith.
也不是因为信心本身有什么了不起。
It's not how great faith is.
乃是因为信心的目标是对准上帝。
It is, the goal of faith is to aim at God.
呀，如果我们的目标真是对准上帝的话呢？
If we're just fully, truly just aim at God.
那试问又何来自高自大的立足之地呢？
In this case, where's a place for arrogance?
你还要想在神面前去秀你的了不起吗？
Do you still want to just show how great you are in front of God?
反要惧怕呀。
On the contrary, be but fear.
经文当中继续讲反要惧怕。
And the verse talking about but fear.
这里讲的惧怕不是说没有神的爱。
Here, but fear, it does not mean that we do not have God's love.
英文是 fear God, 不是 afraid God。懂的意思吗？
In English, in the Bible, it's said use the word fear, not afraid.
这个 fear 有一个敬畏的意思。
So, fear in Chinese means 敬畏。
Yeah, 敬畏的意思是什么意思呢？
So, what does fear mean?
我因为尊敬而心生战战兢兢兢，小心翼翼。
And that is we just because we just reverend God, so we just we tremble.
经文当中的惧怕不是说没有神的爱啊。
The Bible says fear, it does not mean that we do not have God's love.
因为如果真正跑到了惧怕的极端之处就没有神的爱了。
If we go to the extreme of fear, then we don't have God's love.
也不是因为惧怕自己会失去救恩。
Or that we are afraid of losing salvation.
乃是指谦卑的自我反省。
It means to humbly reflect on ourselves.
深知自己的不配。
To know that we're unworthy.
不配什么呢？
So what is that? Unworthy of what?
是不配上帝的救恩的我们。
Unworthy of God's salvation.
以至于我们会战战兢兢。
So that we tremble.
在言行上谨守。
Be cautious and just reverent in words and deeds.
在心灵深处当中敬畏神。
Also, just in the deep side of our heart, we fear God.
不至于放肆啊。
And just not be just a presumptuous.
圣经说没有异象，民就放肆。
And the Bible says if there's no vision, and people just gone astray.
没有敬畏，人就放肆。
Without a reverence, people will just go just not be just presumptuous.
以为自己说的一些话别人听不懂，其实你自己暴露出来的放肆会吞噬掉你自己起初的爱心的。
So people may think the way they talk, people do not understand. Actually, the way it just shows you're just being just presumptuous and just lose the fear of God.
其次呢，是因义要被砍下，被上帝的公义砍下。
Secondly, you will be cut off because of righteousness.
这是我们每个人都必须警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑的地方啊。
So this is the part we just need to be alert and pray.
别以为神因着爱就对你无可奈何了。
Do not just think that God can do nothing to you because of love.
别以为因为神就是爱，好像对你拿你就没办法了。
Don't just because that you think God is love, then God can do nothing to you.
圣经说要因信称义。
The Bible says that you should be justified by faith.
你却要以你的行为、钱财、善行来夸口。
But you still boast about your behavior, money, and good deeds.
更加可怕的是什么呢？
What is even more terrible?
世人都如羊走迷呀。
People are just like sheep that have gone astray.
而且会在悖逆的事上越走越远。
And they'll just go further and further far away from this rebellion.
是离神越来越远了。
further and further away from God.
是离教会越来越远。
Further and further away from the church.
离教会的弟兄姐妹越来越远。
And further and further away from brother sister in the church.
再往前走多一步就更加可怕了。
If you just go further, even more terrible.
最可怕的就是自欺欺人了。
The most terrible thing is just deceive yourself and others.
什么是自欺欺人呢？
What is the deceive yourself and others?
就是骗自己啊。
That is to deceive yourself.
那人的人要愚昧到什么样的地步才会自己欺骗自己呢？
In what kind of situation, people will just be ignored like this, deceive yourself.
他欺骗自己，以为自己是真信耶稣，这是最可怕的事情。
The most terrible thing is deceive yourself and the thinking that you believe in Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
当人将自己的不义进行到底的时候呢
？When people carry out their unrighteousness to the end，
而且还会选择不愿意活在神的恩赐里
，and choose not to live in God's mercy，
放弃神与人的同在
，and give up God's presence with people。
记得我这一直在讲这个同在观啊。
Remember, I keep just talking about the view of God's presence。
当你走到这个地步的时候呢
？When you just move to this point，
你知道吗？上帝会手起刀落的。
At this time。God's hand will just rise and the knife will fall.
Yeah, 圣经说这样的人会被砍下来。
The Bible says, and such people will be cut off.
保罗说，神如果连自己的旧枝子，就是以色列人都可以砍下来。
God, Paul said, if that God can cut off even his own old branches, that means Israelites.
凭什么不能砍你呢？
Why won't he cut you?
有可能。
It's possible.
请记住，神是公义的神。
Please remember that God is a righteous God.
如果你继续在罪孽的事上越滑越远，有一天神真的可能手起刀落，你就被砍下去了。
If you just continue to just stay in sin, just keep going, and God will just cut it off.
好，最后是因爱重新接上。
Finally, reconnect because of love.
这点是最令人感动的事情，对吧
？So this is the most touching part.
耶利米曾经怎么说过呢？
So Prophet Jeremiah used to say,
他说，窑匠用泥做的器皿在他的手中做坏了。
And the vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand.
请认真听下面的话哦。
Pay attention for the next step.
他又用这泥另做别的器皿。
And he just reworked it into another vessel.
然后说，窑匠看怎么好就怎么做。
As it seemed good to the potter to do.
两千年了，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, 2,000 years has passed.
到现在还不信啊。
The Jews still do not believe now.
怎么办呢
？What should they do?
保罗说，而且他们若是长久不信，仍要被接上。
Paul said, and even they, if they do not continue in their unbelief, will be grafted in.
有的心里面想想，凭什么呀
？Sometimes I just thought, why?
保罗继续说的，因为神能够把他们重新接上啊。
Paul continued to say, had said.For God has the power to graft them in again.
有的时候，我们这所信的这个上帝耶和华神做事也没理由的。
Sometimes we just think that God is doing things for no reason.
也没有原因的。
And also just no.
也仿佛未必符合逻辑的。
Also without logic.
但是我们知道一个出于圣经的启示，很简单的一个原因，因为上帝就是爱。
But we know a revelation from the Bible because God is love.
他不但要将砍下来的枝子重新接上。
He not only wants to reattach the cut branches.
甚至他还接纳我们这些原本是野枝子，继续在他的橄榄树上成长。
But also accept us, the wild branches, to continue to grow on the tree.
好，感谢主。
Thank God.
神的心愿是要万人得救的。
God's wish is for all people to be saved.
只是到头来信的是少数人呢。
But in the end, only a few people believe.
走窄路入窄门的人是少的。
Few people walk the narrow road and enter the narrow gate.
相反，去地狱的人多。
On the contrary, many people go to hell.
不论是新枝子还是旧枝子。
Whether new branches or old branches.
无不因相信主耶稣基督。
And all just because they believe in Jesus Christ.
最后得以进入基督的国度。
And they're able to enter the kingdom of Christ.
这是神的恩典呢。
This is God's grace.
这是新枝子与旧枝子的恩典。
That's a grace for new branches and old branches.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
你说树根若是圣洁，树枝也就圣洁了。
You say if the root is holy, and then the branches are holy.
主啊，你甚至在你的眼中看我们是蒙恩得救的罪人。
Also, God, in your eyes, you look at us. We are just the sinners, but we receive your grace.
你在哥林多前后书甚至称我们为圣徒啊。
In 1 Corinthians, you even call us saint.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
我们愿意为你而活。
We want to live for you.
我们愿意珍惜你的珍惜。
We are willing to just treasure what you treasure.
求主继续的恩待我们。
May God continue to be gracious to us.
怜悯我们不过是尘土啊。
Just be gracious that we are just from the dust.
主，我们愿意爱你。
Lord, we want to love you.
愿意无条件的爱你。
We want to love you unconditionally.
我们愿意全然的爱你。
With all our wholehearted.
我们愿意不计代价的爱你。
We want to love you with just.
我们愿意放下手中的一切来爱你。
We want to lay down everything to love you.
因为你是那位恩典的神。
Because you are the God that with grace.
无论是旧枝子还是新枝子，你都爱我们。
No matter new branches or old branches, you all love us.
有一天，要两下合而为一，成为主你的儿女。
So one day, and the two kind of branches will just combine in one.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
And we just pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.